Blog Talk Radio.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nolly Van Milligan. It's Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliment to host Nolivet Mills again. True friend, listen in as the healing begins. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strap with KJB, 66 to kill all that noise.
All glory, all honor, all power, all praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to another edition of the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nylivette Milligan. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to talk about messing up in our relationships with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? Even though I only have an hour to talk about it, I tell you what, this is something that needs to be hit up on a regular basis by all of us. Right now, let's get into some good old gospel, okay? As a matter of fact, let's start out with some Cat and Jones, one of my favorite gospel artists, Hater Day, right here on the DYAFN radio program.
I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I don't wanna be fake today, so all my haters gonna have to pick a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today, fry my shake today, get him a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today, and I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Stick it to the mall today, we gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today, and I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today.
And share my heart today,
and how we made a way, and how we made my troubles
away.
This is hater day, and instead of wishing that all my haters were laid away, I'ma be like a teacher, I'ma give an A today, and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something good for my haters.
I'ma pay my haters bill today, and I'ma be sincere and ask them how they feel today. May even cut their grass today,
got their trash today,
or even leave them some cash today.
I will say something nice today,
and I'ma hold my tongue instead of them price today.
Give them the right away,
cause it's hater day. I'ma pay my haters way. May be hard today, but I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today, and if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today, and I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today, I'ma make you my friend today. But it's really not about the way that I
At Gifts by Nylivet, we have over 1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs, from weddings to baby showers, holidays, and graduations. From housewarming gifts to busy executives who may need corporate gifts, to gift cards that are plantable, and even sports merchandise, Gifts by Nylivet can cover all of your gift-giving needs. Go to gbndfw.com, and now until May the 8th for Mother's Day, you'll get 15% off of the entire site by using the code word LOVEMOM, or you can save 20% by joining our LBB Savings Club. And how about 20% off all year long for a one-time fee of just $9.95? So what are you waiting for? Just go to gbndfw.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. Gifts by Nylivet. We want to be your personal, professional gift consultant.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
Oh,
I absolutely love that song. It has a very special place in my heart. This was the song that was done at my father's funeral, and it had such a poignant, anointed message that he kept me in spite of everything that I've done, everything that I've said, in spite of what I haven't said or what I haven't done. The Lord Jesus Christ kept me. So let's continue in our subject today. If you have messed up in your relationship with Jesus Christ, believe it or not, there is hope for the messed up life. There was an article that was written by this fabulous devotions. They're called Proverbs31.org. Again, they're Proverbs31.org. And there was a magnificent article that was written on January the 5th, 2005. It's called Hope for the Messed Up Life. And, of course, I can post this on my Facebook page later on today, and hopefully I can put it on my Twitter page too. Oh, before we get started, I want to speak about someone that just passed away recently. His name was Reverend Charlie McCowan, and Pastor McCowan was someone that I knew back in my days when I was much younger. A long time ago, I used to be very much into music. I used to be a singer, and I used to be a musician, and I used to sing in this group called the Spiritual LSD Singers. It stood for Love, Salvation, and Deliverance, and it was founded by my very good friend, Reverend Oscar Johnson. Anyway, Charlie McCowan was the pastor at the time of Rocket Fortress Ministries, which is where this group was birthed out of. We had a fantastic time. We had some sensational singers. And this brings, his passing brings the end to a part of my life that, well, I hadn't thought about in a very long time. So this is a very special shout out to the family of Reverend Charlie McCowan, to his wife Helen, to his sons and daughters. God bless you, and we're going to really miss him. He was quite a preacher. He was quite a pastor. So I just wanted to say that. Also, congratulations to my friend, Commissioner Ed Gray. Commissioner Gray is now a program director at Fishbowl Radio Network. So praise the Lord. I know that he will be brilliant at it. He's brilliant anyway. So I just wanted to say congratulations to him. So let's get started on the subject today. Now, for those of you that have walked and constantly messed up in your relationship with Jesus Christ, just like I have and just like probably everyone has, I'm telling you, there is hope for you. Again, this is by Mr. James Merritt, and this was dated January the 5th, 2015. Let's start off with a scripture, which is John, the 4th chapter, 3 through 15. Now, this is the ESV version. It says, Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water. Again, that's John 4 through 15. The article goes on to say, have you ever messed up so badly that it left you believing that God wants nothing to do with you? And if your answer is yes, and I can say yes also, then you are in good company because we all have. We've all made poor choices and bad decisions. A bad decision can cost you your marriage, your job, your friendships, your health, and even your peace of mind. But if you're willing to admit you've messed up, now, willing to admit to us Christians, it simply means repentance. Okay, you're a prime candidate for an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, he specializes in ministering to messed up people. One of the many things the author says that he loves about the Lord Jesus Christ is that he gravitates to those who are typically ignored, ridiculed, hated, and rejected. Now let's talk about that for a minute. If you are a person in ministry, you should already know that we as ministers have to go and minister to everybody, not just the people we pick and choose to do ministry. And this includes people that society has rejected for one reason or another. They are ex-drug addicts or ex-prostitutes, ex-offenders, people who have a problem with their body hygiene, or someone that, let's say, does not have the ideal appearance, or they're not dressed properly. You know, or we can go on the other side of that and say a rich person who is arrogant, or someone that just has no respect for anybody, we can still minister to them because Jesus, the one that we serve, has done these things. Going back to the article says one of the greatest examples of this is found in the book of John, chapter 4. Jesus encounters a woman at the well. The nameless woman meets Jesus while she performs one of the most mundane tasks in her messed up life, and that's simply drawing water out of a well. She quickly learned a lesson that we all need to know as well. The mundane can become momentous when we let Jesus clean up our mess-ups and radically change our lives. Now, there was something very powerful that was just said then. When we let Jesus, not us and not anybody else, when we let Jesus clean up our mess ups and radically change our lives, it is then that we will change. Jesus wants to clean up our mess ups so much that he will break down every possible barrier to do so. Okay? For an example, just to meet the woman at the well, Jesus overcame a cultural barrier. Jesus traveled through a region that his people, the Jews, would always avoid. Jesus saw culture not as a barrier to compassion, but as a bridge to ministry. How many times have we walked across the street from someone because they didn't look safe, or they didn't look this, or they didn't look that? How many times have we done it? I know I have done it. Have you? And if you want to admit it, yes, you have done it. Okay? How many times did we judge someone based on their reputation? Let's talk about that. Jesus overcame a moral barrier. This woman carried a terrible reputation. Her past put her in the category of a Hall of Fame sinner. Ooh, let's read that again. Her past put her in the category of a Hall of Fame sinner. Case in point, she had been married 5 times and was now living with a man who was not her husband. Now, with this track record, everybody in her community knew her, and no man would dare speak to her in public. No man except the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus engaged with this woman, and we see her fess up to her mess up again. Repentance. See, you can't get cleaned up unless you want to get cleaned up. And really, that's just the bottom line. And see, for a lot of you out there, you don't want to get cleaned up because you want to still keep living your life in sin. You still want to commit adultery. You still want to fornicate. You're a grown person, right? So you don't want anyone to tell you anything. Furthermore, you will sit up and tell somebody when they tell you that you're wrong that they're judging you. Now, when you tell somebody that they're wrong, that's not judgment. And I think that we as a Christian society, we need to keep messing both of them up, okay? You can tell a child molester that he's wrong or an ex-child molester that he was wrong, and yet you will still hold the sin against him. And I'm not saying that child molesters or rapists or anything like that should not be condemned. But what I am saying is simply this. The Lord Jesus Christ can change and clean up anybody that wants to change and being cleaned up. There is nothing anyone can tell me or say or do to make me believe otherwise, because I know how he cleaned me up. So let's go back to the article. We live in a culture that teaches us to hide our mess ups and call them anything except the sins that they are. That's exactly what I was just talking about. The Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated through this woman that he will forgive us when we are willing to confess our sin to him. Ladies and gentlemen, I propose to you today, redemption and deliverance and salvation can be all yours if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Yes, it is twofold. The Lord Jesus Christ had died, was buried, and risen again. According to Romans 10 and 9, it says, "You shall be saved." I know that there are people out there who are atheists and agnostic and of other beliefs, you know, that want to contradict that, you know, in contradicting the word of God, therefore they would contradict me. But I am telling you, I go as close to the word of God as I can. As a matter of fact, I don't go close to it. I'm there. And whatever the Lord says, it is what it is. Some people like to use the term back in the day, what you see is what you get. Well, that's the way it is with the Lord Jesus Christ. What you see is what you get. And let me tell you what I love about the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things, and in the article, it imitates what I'm saying. Jesus is not intimidated by our past. He sees beyond our failures and offers us a faithful future. You can't do anything so bad that will cause God to love you less. Let me say that again. Jesus is not intimidated by our past. If you were, I don't care if you were a fornicator, an adulterer, I don't care if you were gay, if you were bisexual, if you were a murderer, if you were a rapist, if you were a liar, if you were someone that likes to gossip and be messy, it doesn't matter what your background is. Jesus can bring you out of it and deliver you from it if you want to be delivered. He can do it. Now, it goes on to say in the article, if you are ready for this, and if you feel like Jesus wants nothing to do with you, if you're listening to this broadcast today, if you feel like the Lord wants nothing to do with you because of the things that you are doing right now and the things that you have done in your past, I want you to understand that he will break every possible barrier to reach you. He will come get you out of the pit of your sin. He can do it and will do it if you want him to do it. The Lord Jesus Christ is so serious about this task that he left heaven and came to earth to restore anyone who is willing to be cleansed. Today, right now, you can meet with Jesus, bring him to your mess ups, or better yet, bring your mess ups to him and allow him to clean you up. I encourage you today. You know, right now, brothers and sisters, we are living in the book of Revelation. And it's so serious about how more and more the evil has increased in this world, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because the Lord showed this to John. All you have to do is read the last five books of Revelation. Stop being scared and be a realist. Now, everything, when you're talking about damnation and everything else, this is going to be for the people that had every opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and wouldn't do it. I didn't say couldn't do it. I said wouldn't do it. Because the Lord gives us all the breath of life. And it is up to us to choose whom is it that we serve. Now, me personally, I was born and raised in the church, Herve Cedar Missionary Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Sung in two choirs, and I was never that brilliant a singer anyway, but I wasn't bad, but I sung in the choir, I played a little bit of piano, I participated in all kinds of things, because at that time, Herve Cedar Missionary Baptist Church was part of the Dower District Association. They would always raise funds, and they would always crown queens. I was a queen, and so was my sister. Okay? So, even though I was going to church on a regular basis, when I became older, I was still sinning. Why? Because I didn't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I did not. I just went to church because I felt like that's what I was supposed to do. I was born in the church. I was raised in the church. So I felt like that's what I wanted to do. I knew how to pray. I even was given the blessing of speaking. But I didn't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. At that time, the Holy Spirit did not get a hold of me. That's why I was still doing the dirt that I was doing. Lying. In a couple of cases, stealing, fornicating, adultery in a couple of cases. See, I don't have any problem telling you about what the Lord has delivered me from because it will take me telling you how filthy I was when the Holy Spirit got a hold of me and every little step in increasing in word of God increasing in faith, increasing in letting the Holy Spirit take over me, that I can tell you that I know for a fact that I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus. That's what I am. And that's what I'll always be. That'll be my testimony until the day I die. It will be. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not. Now, some of you out there that are listening to the sound of my voice, you are probably saying things like, well, who cares about what you think? Who cares about what you're saying? Who cares about this? The Lord Jesus Christ cares, because when all is said and done, and when the breath of life is out of me, I have to go be judged. And the Lord is going to blatantly ask me, did you do this in my name? What did you do for my children? And I don't know about any of you, but I want the Lord to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. So before we finish up this program, let's play some more music. I Am That I Am, C.C. Winers, an oldie but a goodie, right here on the DYAFN radio program.
All that you need.
Just by Nyla Vet, we have over 1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs, from weddings to baby showers, holidays, and graduations, from housewarming gifts to busy executives who may need corporate gifts, to gift cards that are plantable, and even sports merchandise. Gifts by Nyla Vet can cover all of your gift-giving needs. Go to gbndfw.com, and now until May the 8th for Mother's Day, you'll get 15% off of the entire site by using the code word LOVEMOM. Or you can save 20% by joining our LBB Savings Club. And how about 20% off all year long for a one-time fee of just $9.95? So what are you waiting for? Just go to gbndfw.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. Gifts by Nyla Vet. We want to be your personal, professional gift consultant.
Y'all know I'm not part of Canned Spiritual, so let me stop tripping. Anyway, we've got about 18 minutes left in the program. This article, The Hope for the Messed Up Life, this is by Dr. James Merritt. And Dr. Merritt has posted some incredible articles when it comes to enhancing our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I will be posting this on my Facebook page and on Twitter and Pinterest and all of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here at DYAFN. You know, our hour is almost up. So let me do a couple of more shout-outs. I shout out to my mother, Sister Evelyn Thornton of the Hervé Cedar Missionary Baptist Church. Shout out to my sister, Raynette Milligan. Shout out to my beautiful, beautiful angel. She is the greatest blessing of my life. Of course, it is my beautiful daughter, Alexandria McClendon, my 1 pound, 5 ounce miracle baby. And she came strictly from the Lord. She is my angel. Special shout out to all of those at Life in Christ Family Church, with Pastor Urban M. Brown and First Lady Joyce Brown. And, of course, a special shout-out to my friends Darlene and Nora Day, Day by Day. A special shout-out to all of my people at the Section 8 office in West in West Dallas, to my coworkers, to my customers and clients at Gifts by Nightly Vet. Thank you so much for being faithful purchasers. As a matter of fact, you guys are wonderful. You're the reason why that I'm still on the air after all off and on for about 7 years now. So God bless you. And then finally, to all of my listeners, a very shout out to all of you, those of you that are listening right now, and for those of you that have listened to us in the archives, God bless you and your families. I really appreciate the support. I'm just looking for the Lord to guide me in this, and I'm looking for the Lord to guide me in the way he would have me to go with this. Because when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, it's not really about Nyla Vette. Now, he has ordained me to be the shepherd of DYAFN. And for those of you that are new listeners out there, DYAFN, it stands for Devil, You Ain't Fooling Nobody, okay? And the Lord gave me that because of the different experiences that I've been through in my life. Now, something I want to make perfectly clear, and I can only speak for me, the very bad decisions that I've made in my life are my fault. That was my choice in husbands, my choice in jobs, whatever the case may be, being lazy and complacent and lackadaisical when it came to taking care of business. My finances were ruined, not because of Satan, but because of me, because of the choices that I've made. There are a lot of people that say that we give Satan too much power. I believe that to be true because we are so, well, me, let me say that. I had been so irresponsible in growing up, not doing the things that I should do. I mean, I got sick, but I didn't finish college, which I'm getting ready to do that now. So I want you to understand and take it from my personal testimony. I am so grateful that the Lord Jesus Christ thought of me to where when I did come to him to say, Lord, I totally surrender, please clean me up, because I couldn't clean myself up. You know, and to talk about the subject next week, I was sick of me. I hated myself. I hated the way that I looked. I hated the way that I acted. I hated the things that I knew about me and some of the things that people were saying about me. You know, because people gossip. Let's just put it on the table. People just don't know how to mind their own business, okay? But at the same time, I knew me. And I knew what I was right and when I was wrong. And it was more wrong than right. So I humbly submit to you that no matter what you do in secret, you can't hide these things from the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't hide these from Father God Yahweh. You can't hide them. And because of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it taught me how to take a very serious evaluation of myself, not just as a person, not just as a woman, not just as an African American, but as a human being with a soul. Okay? Even in the times, because see, I've been married and divorced twice. Now, one of my ex-husbands has since passed away. As a matter of fact, we're coming up on a year from his passing, and I have one ex-husband that is still here. And so, even in the divorce, you know, when it was my decision to leave my first husband, and I shouldn't have done it. I should have stayed and just toughed it out. But I made the decision to leave, and that was just all there was to it. I've been in and out of relationships with different men. You know, I was fornicating. And it was only when I decided to not make a commitment about my body, but to be in a covenant with Christ, okay? There's a saying that says, if you always do what you've always done, you're going to always get what you always got. So in being blatantly disobedient, I was always alone. I never achieved the love of my life the way that I thought I needed. So what I said was, okay, Lord, I'm going to stay in covenant with you. I'm not going to fornicate. I'm not going to commit adultery. I'm not going to masturbate. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to let you change me. Now, does my flesh still act up? Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's where the Lord is changing me in all areas, even and I'm honest enough, Christian enough, and woman enough to tell you, even in when I use profanity, I repent, because that's the mindset that the Lord has given me, you know, to rebuke me whenever I am committing sin. Now, am I the better woman for it since I've totally surrendered to the Lord? Oh, you bet I am. I am not the same person I was in my 20s or in my 30s or in my 40s. I am 52 years old currently. If the Lord said so, I will be 53 in August. And I have chosen, in spite of all of the things I do, to dedicate my life to serving the Lord. And it isn't about my imperfections, but my dedications. It's not about my sin. It's about my salvation. It's not about my dumbness in the things that I've chosen to do in the past, but it's about my deliverance. You see, I am still here by the blood of Jesus, and I don't have a problem telling anybody that, because I know it to be true. I am not here on my own merit. If I was here on my own merit, I would have been dead and gone a long time ago. I remember when I wanted to commit suicide because I didn't like the person that I was. But guess what? Psalms 118 and 17 saved my life. It wasn't a preacher or a pastor or friends or family, nothing like that, because I was ready to get up out of here. That's how much pain I was in. Now, I've given this testimony several times, and I'm going to keep doing it until the Lord tells me to shut up. But I remember I was alone. I felt like a total failure. I didn't have a job. I was losing my place. I was losing my things. I felt inadequate as a mother, and sometimes I still do. There were a lot of things going on inside of me. I had just been out of a relationship. I didn't feel like I was a good sibling. I didn't feel like I was a good daughter. I just felt totally, totally worthless. And see, that's another thing Satan does. Satan tries to use your flesh against you to destroy you. Because, see, it was bad enough that I was in the situation that I'm in, but I knew that the reason why I was in this situation was because of me. There are millions of you out there that are living a Christian life that don't like who you are as a person because you know deep down inside what you really are, how filthy you are, how sin-sick your soul really is. And I can relate to that. Been there. So when at that time, when I was living in that place, when my mindset was in that place, I was like, Lord, save me because you're the only one that can. I was in that much pain. This was 2009, too, ladies and gentlemen. This was 2009. This was right after I started being on the air. I had previously been on the co-host on two different radio shows. One was the was with my friend Chaplain Indegene Pemberton Jones. She had a radio program on Point Ministries. And then there was my friend in California, Miss Quiet Storm. I was a co-host for her too. Okay? So I was all alone. I even asked my ex-husband to take our daughter with him because I wanted to get out of here, and I didn't want my daughter to see me like that, in that bottom part of depression, to where I wanted to get out of here. Was it because the world had influenced me? Absolutely not. The images that I saw of people doing this and that and the women and da-da-da-da, it had nothing to do with that. I am a plus-size woman. Being skinny was, you know, I wanted to lose some weight, yeah, but I didn't admire anybody because of their beauty or skinny or whatever. It had nothing to do with anybody's money. I'm talking about me. About my expectations of myself, okay? So what happened? I said, Lord, save me, because you're the only one that could. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to anybody to know what I was dealing with or what I was going through. So finally, I picked up the Word of God. And see, this is why I believe so adamantly about speaking of the Word of God over my entire life and everything that's got to do with me. And Psalms 118 and 17 said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of our Lord. That's King James, y'all. So you see, I have been tried in the fire, and only by the blood of Jesus did I come through as pure gold. The most powerful thing that I can say to all of you today that are listening, even in the archives, is that God is not a respecter of persons. You don't have to send anybody any money, especially me. You don't have to buy your way into redemption. You couldn't do it anyway. You can't pay the pastor for your redemption. You cannot pay the pastor for your salvation. You can't do it. There's only one way and one entity that can save you. And that's Romans 10 and 9. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and resurrected, then shall you be saved. Brothers and sisters, that is free. And you don't have to be in a church or in front of anyone to do it. So before we go off the air, I just want to say thank you for listening to for today's broadcast. Next week, we're going to talk about the sick of me life. So God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Please receive this from Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. God bless you today.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never did connected. In his arms, I feel protected.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nolly Van Milligan.
Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliments to host Nolivet Mills again. True friend, listen in as the healing begins. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strapway KKB, 66 to kill all that noise.